Thanks, everybody, for joining us again today on Bridging the Gap. It's nice to be back after a break from the holiday week. My name is Corey Graham. As usual, the judge executive is off this week, so I'm going to be filling in for him. And today we have Mandy Chaney on the air with us. She's going to be telling us a little bit about the Friends of Powell County's Pets. It's a great local organization, a nonprofit that does good work for the homeless and needy animals in our community. So,
thanks for having me. I am the current vice president of Friends of Powell County's Pets. And like you said, we are a local nonprofit. We formed in 2007. And while we don't have a central location in the county, we work out of our personal homes, fostering animals that we've pulled from the local shelter, as well as fundraising to help offset costs for spay and neuter vouchers for low-income residents, and raising funds to help in any way we can at the local.
And I know you guys do work pretty closely with the county shelter. Do you help facilitate some of the adoptions of animals that come in through animal control?
We do. We have a Pet Finder account. It's a website, petfinder.com. And we have volunteers that go up throughout the week taking pictures of animals that have met the time limit criteria. And we post as much information as we can in their biographies. And so a lot of our pets that get adopted locally and out of state are seen through that website.
And what kind of success rate do you have? It doesn't have to be an exact number, but has it shown to be pretty effective to go that route?
We get a lot of publicity out of state with the Pet Finder website, and we are able to collaborate with other rescues, specifically in the Northeast, that need animals to adopt. We have a lot of states in the United States that have strict spay and neuter laws, and so they are actually in a deficit for animals to be adopted. And so what will happen a lot of times is that places like New Jersey or Pennsylvania will contact us and say, we've seen this dog on your Pet Finder site. Is there any issues with the dog? And we will temper test the dog at the pound, make sure it's okay with cats or other dogs, that kind of thing. And then we will facilitate a transport of several animals. We try not to do just one at a time, but we'll get several animals that are ready to transport out of state, and then we'll drive sometimes as far as Maryland to transport them to other rescues who then adopt them out.
And when you say transport, now this, you just load these up in your personal vehicles and you drive them where they need to go, right?
That's what we used to do. We have been very fortunate in that we received a grant through Purina that gave us $10,000 towards a transport vehicle, and then we fundraised for several thousand more dollars, and we were able to buy a Dodge Grand Caravan a few years ago, and we can transport, you know, depending on the size of the animal, 15 to 20 cats and dogs at a time.
Well, that's fantastic. And so grants, obviously, I guess, are, to a degree, they're going to be the backbone of your organization as far as fundraising goes.
We've been very fortunate with some grants. We receive a lot of money through local donations, though. If you look at local businesses have been kind enough to let us put our little dog houses out. So you may see a little red dog house at the counter at Billings or at H&S Lumber, those kind of places, and you can drop your change in there. And we actually get a lot of donations through just, you know, $10 and $20 at a time from private individuals. We do also raise funds through Kroger Plus Rewards. So if you go online to Kroger.com, you can actually sign up to associate your Kroger number with our nonprofit. And what happens is every quarter, Kroger totals up how much money you spent with them, and they donate a percentage of that directly to our group.
And so now that doesn't cost the consumer anything. That's just on Kroger's behalf?
Yeah, that's absolutely on Kroger's behalf. A lot of nonprofits do it now, so I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with it with different organizations. But we take all of the money that we get each quarter and put it directly into our spay and neuter voucher program.
And how often, speaking of the spay and neuter voucher program, I know that's something that has been successful for you guys in the past. I know it's something that's vital around here. How often do you hold those?
Well, we don't actually hold clinics anymore. We had a difficulty, one, staffing them, and two, getting people to turn out. But what we do now is we offer paper vouchers to anyone who meets our income criteria and lives in the county. So if you make $33,000 per year or less, you can apply for a low income voucher. And what happens is you pay a much smaller fee directly to us, and then we give you a voucher for one of the local vets, either Stanton Vet Clinic or Boonesboro Animal Clinic in Winchester. And then you take your animal to the vet. They receive the surgery and their rabies vaccination, and then the bulk of the cost gets billed to us, which we pay.
And if someone out there is listening and they want to take advantage of this, what would be the best route they could go to contact someone to look into these vouchers?
So the easiest thing to do is to swing by the Powell County Public Library. We have the applications on site there. But you can also contact one of the volunteers at our phone, and we can answer any questions. And a lot of times we can almost approve over the phone. We'll have to verify income in person, but what we can do is kind of give you a tentative approval. And the phone number is 606-481-9430. We have a lot of volunteers who work through the day, so if it is not answered, you can leave a voicemail and somebody will get back to you.
Okay. Well, now take us down another direction. Tell us more things that we need to know about the organization itself and how it works and what your relationship with not only the organization itself, but how it works within the community.
Okay, well, the main function of Friends of Powell County Pets was set up to promote and educate the public about the need to spay and neuter animals. We also focus on pulling animals from the shelter into foster care, and then we also assist the county whenever possible. We've helped with funds for the new cat room. We've helped with some fencing. We helped with the... I believe, and I was out of state when this happened, but I believe that we helped with some of the funds for the new shelter. But for the most part, we've really, really strived to let the residents in Powell County know about the necessary need to spay and neuter their cats and their dogs. We see a lot of overpopulation in the shelter. Currently, the shelter is full, and we can't guarantee that the animals will get saved. Unfortunately, sometimes it comes to euthanizing animals, and Randall Martin, the animal control officer, puts that off as long as possible. But when the shelter's full and more animals are coming in, you know, sometimes his hands are tied. So we have really tried to identify residents who have had dogs with multiple litters, and we offer spay and neuter services for those kind of animals at no cost or very low cost a lot of times. We have a lot of luck with dogs, but people tend to kind of not have the money for cats, or cats tend to be kind of the stray that just lives on the porch that they feed, and they're not really the family pet, and they end up having litter after litter of kittens. And so we're really struggling right now with the cat overpopulation specifically. And so the spay and neuter vouchers that I talked about before aren't just for dogs. If you have a stray cat, it's much cheaper to go ahead and try and apply for one of these vouchers than it is to continue to have the litter after litter of kittens running around the neighborhood. The other thing that we really strive to do is just advocate our local and our state legislation. Kentucky actually is ranked 50th in the nation for animal welfare. And so we have members who have gone to Frankfurt to rally for better humane animal laws and things like that. So far, we've not been terribly successful, but we're still hopeful that eventually things are going to come down the pipeline that will help give us a little more backbone as far as animal abuse and mistreatment in the area.
Well, and you touched on Randall Martin, our local dog warden, animal control officer, I should say. And, you know, I've worked with Randall for many years, and I do know him to be a really compassionate person. He's definitely an animal person. He's well-suited to the job. And, of course, as you said, there are just going to be situations where there's nothing that can be done.
Absolutely.
And, but what kind of legislation would you optimally like to see passed, you know, something on a smaller scale, but something that could be done that could maybe have a large impact?
Well, locally, if we had a mandatory spay and neuter law, that would be, that would basically completely eliminate all need for Friends of Pell County Pets, and it would make the animal control officer's job much more simple. The members of Pell County who have taken us up on our spay and neuter program have all, you know, been quite thankful for the opportunity to go ahead and have their cat or dog spayed or neutered. And what happens is it helps the animal as far as health goes to, you know, it decreases the chances for cancer. It makes male dogs less likely to stray, so you're not dealing with lost dogs as often, that kind of thing. And there's some other things that would be beneficial if we had, you know, some animal abuse laws on the books in the state. That would make prosecuting people who mistreat animals a little easier. Right now, we have hoarding cases that don't seem to be prosecutable because there's just not the laws at the state level. That's not something I think that is necessary in Powell County. But I think if more people understood that spaying and neutering was necessary, and if the county were able to make it at least mandatory, so that, you know, when you adopted an animal, you know, you had to spay and neuter it, it would make it a lot less likely to have a full shelter.
Well, and to, you know, to break the cycle, I'm sure, you know, I'm sure you're dealing with great-great-grandchildren of animals that were in the shelter. And,
absolutely.
You know, I do want to say I really am a big advocate of what you do. I am an advocate for our animal shelter as well. I have had two pets in recent memory, and I mean that by since I was a small child. And both a cat and a dog, and they both came from the animal shelter, and they're both just absolutely wonderful animals. I mean, you couldn't have asked for anything better. And, we're down to, let's see, we got about a minute and a half left to go. Why don't you kind of bring us out and tell us anything else that we need to know? And I want to make sure before we get to the end that you repeat that phone number, because I want to make sure anyone who wants to make use of the services or just learn more about what you do, or I'm sure you're looking for volunteers, knows who to contact.
Absolutely. So the work that Friends of Pell County Pets does is done by basically a handful of volunteers in the county. We only have about 7 foster homes to foster all of the animals that we pull, and we pulled over 300 last year. And so if anyone is interested in volunteering with us, normally our meeting is the first Monday of the month at the Pell County Public Library. We bumped it to the 10th this month because of the holiday, but anytime you're available at 6:30 p.m. on the first Monday of the month, please come by, get to know us, and find out if there's anything that might be a good fit for you. We have lots of volunteer opportunities. And then also, if you're interested, you can't volunteer, but you'd like to donate, the shelter is always in need of puppy food, kitten food, and cat litter. And if you wanted to get it to us, we can deliver it. Or if you'd like to make a monetary donation to Friends of Pell County Pets, it is completely tax deductible. And we can designate it to any of the different projects that we do. So if you wanted to put it towards spay and neuter, we can do that. If you wanted to put it towards transport, that would be fine. And then you can also sponsor an animal. Sometimes the hard to place animals are easier to place if the adoption fee is waived. And if you have any other questions, or if you would like to and more information, our number again is 606-481-9430.
And I know that you can be found on Facebook.
Yes, we have a Facebook account. Please like us, and we answer messages every day, so you can message us there. And then we also have an email address. It is fopcpky@gmail.com.
Well, thanks everybody for tuning in to Bridging the Gap again today. Great group, doing a lot of great work here. We try to highlight civic groups as much as we can. If you have any questions about this organization, you can reach out to us on the Powell County Public Information Facebook page or through the Friends of Powell County Pet page, and we will be happy to get you in touch with someone as quickly as we can as well. So thanks again, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.